Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right?
Yes,
That's what day it is. I'm now getting to the point every day where I say out loud, and I used to make fun of Steven for doing this, but I'm now like, what day is it? Okay. And what is today? Like, I don't even know what I'm asking. What's the date?
I don't know what month it is, generally. I'm just like, I have no idea.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. I know that. Sue Tab, good morning.
Good morning.
But it is funny because we don't write the dates on anything anymore.
That's the thing I realized. Remember, like, when back in the day when you were in school?
Yes.
You always had to put your name and date at the top of a paper. So you always were hyper aware of what the day and date was.
Yes.
Now, nobody ever, like, if I write a check, which is very rarely that I write
like
a check.
One place probably still requires a check.
Yeah. If I write a check, I never know what the date is. I always have to go, wait, what's the date?
Same.
No idea. Yeah.
Same. That's so strange. Oh, yeah. And because nobody gets the paper anymore. I mean, maybe some people still get the paper, but was usually, I've never, well, as an adult, I never got the paper, but my parents did. And it was always either that to start your day, and then throughout the day at school or even work before we had computers, you always had to write the dates on things.
And the thing about that was, I feel like it anchored you a little bit, like you knew sort of where you were at when you were facing your day. And now we just float and we're all like, we have no idea because everything's done for us.
All we have to do
is look at the phone or look at whatever and it'll tell us. And so we don't have that sense of like being tethered to something. I feel like I'm just floating around.
Right.
Don't you?
Yes. And also, as we're talking about this, it's so funny. This branches off into something else, but I used to have, I loved it, a fossil watch.
I did too.
Oh my God.
Watch. I remember those.
And on one of the watches that I had that was a fossil watch, it was really like a little rectangle in the middle or somewhere. It had the date. So it had like it was a watch, like a clock, but then it had the date on it. And every day the little thing would like scroll up for like the new date.
Yeah. They did that with like the Timex watches too. Back when I was like in high school and stuff, they had the little Timex watches and it always had the little date. And then I remember having a fossil watch. Do they even make those anymore?
We can go more into this.
Watches are back. Well, everybody's wearing watches again.
This is where I was going with it because I was in TJ Maxx yesterday.
Of course you
were. Looking for something to put on this body of mine. And I saw there was a whole case of watches. I actually got a ring watch a few years ago from TJ Maxx. It's cute. I don't wear it as much here because, you know, we're doing stuff on the board. I don't want things to get caught on it or anything. But the watches all, they were huge, like big old-fashioned kind of fossil-style watches.
Yeah.
But I remember when I had that watch, I used to, sometimes I would wait, if it was like 11:59, you know, at night, I would wait for it to see if I could catch it changing the date on the watch. Did you ever want to do that and see it actually like scrolling in real time?
No, I never cared.
No? You never did?
No.
I was always like, I want to catch it in action when it changes the date.
But I feel like it shows that people are full up on technology. Everybody wants to go back. People want to go back to flip phones. They want to go back to record players. They want to go back to watches.
Yeah.
All of the things that take us back to a simpler time, because I think everybody is just teched out.
100%. My son, Jake, who is 13, we go to my parents' house and they have a VHS and a DVD combination player still. Mm-hmm. And they have all of our Disney VHS tapes, all of them, like
the
classics, Cinderella, all like rows and rows of them. And he loves it because he watches like the coming attractions. If you ever have those VHS tapes, you can watch the coming attractions. And he's fascinated at like the old commercials. It would be like the ground round would be promoting family style friendlies with like the watermelon.
But you know why? Because it brings everybody back to a simpler time when people actually connected as people and not machines.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to continue this because I think we're going to go back in time today.
We're on to something.
I think so. If you want to weigh in, you want to talk to us, 617-655-1067. That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Tab, you ready to roll?
Of course.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.